More than that, I think. There is really no limit to the tombs. At least, I have never been able to find any. This is a very difficult place, so I think that I will use our ball of string. He fastened one end of it to a projecting stone, and he carried the coil in the breast of his coat, paying it out as he advanced. Kennedy saw that it was no unnecessary precaution, for the passages had become more complex and tortuous than ever, with a perfect network of intersecting corridors. But these all ended in one large circular hall with a square pedestal of tufa topped with a slab of marble at one end of it. "By Jove!" cried Kennedy in an ecstasy as Berger swung his lantern over the marble. "It is a Christian altar, probably the first one in existence. Here is the little consecration cross cut upon the corner of it. No doubt this circular space was used as a church."
"Precisely," said Berger. "If I had more time, I should like to show you all the bodies which are buried in these niches upon the walls, for they are the early popes and bishops of the church, with their mitres, their croziers, and full canonicals. Go over to that one and look at it." Kennedy went across and stared at the ghastly head which lay loosely on the shredded and mouldering mitre.
"This is most interesting," said he, and his voice seemed to boom against the concave vault. "As far as my experience goes, it is unique. Bring the lantern over, Berger, for I want to see them all."
But the German had strolled away and was standing in the middle of a yellow circle of light at the other side of the hall.
"Do you know how many wrong turnings there are?"